am I. Time for more conversation on the Good Day program. Helpful information, connections with people who have starch and believability, and that would be Dr. Jay Kumar, who's with us every week at this time.
He has total starch.
He has lots of starch. Jennifer confided in me, Jay, earlier this morning that she likes having you on. You are one of her two favorites. We have a lot of people who are experts and a lot of people who have input and a lot of people who are helpful on the program, because that's one of the things that I base what it is that we do here. We're interested in helping people. And in doing so, we have lots of different folks from different areas of life. And you certainly, I think, best epitomize what it is that we're trying to accomplish with you. By the very nature of the poll that we had yesterday at DougStephan.com, I don't know if you saw this. We were following up on your advice to people on meditation versus medication.
Right.
The poll asked, how often do you meditate? The post in the Better Living section from Dr. Kumar. I always learn to call him Dr. Jay, like I do Dr. Ken. Anyway,
first, I like that.
But Jay and I are friends, so I just want to call him Jay. I don't call him Dr. or anything. But at any rate, the results were interesting. How often do you meditate was the question. 51% of the audience said, who has time for it? I never meditate. 26% said rarely do they meditate. 14% said at least once a week. 5% a couple of times a week. So I wonder how that squares, because you're a life, you live a life that is closely associated with these sorts of pursuits. So it may not be the norm. How does that square, though, with the average American that you know or read about, Jay?
Well, I'm happy to answer that. First of all, I just say, Jennifer, thank you so much for that really gracious and kind comment. I really appreciate that. I'm
no
on
problem.
The show.
You can send me the check later today.
Of course. The wire transfer is on its way.
Perfect.
So there you go. No, but really, this is such a joy being on this show, because what we do here is really we want people to have a good day. And one of the ways we can do that is really to impart people their own power of how they can do things in their daily life to cultivate more joy, more happiness, and really have a good day. And meditation is one of those things. You know, I always say, my key joke is meditation is the best medication. And there's so much information and research out there that really just shows that when we connect within ourselves, and meditation can mean a lot of different things for a lot of different people, but when we connect to ourselves, and the most fundamental thing we can do to really drop into that space of, you know, feeling that connection within is so simple, it's just the breath. And many of us, you know, think of meditation as this, ooh, why I got to sit and chant Om and be in this, you know, cave, exactly. You know, there's no place like Om, exactly.
Let's put that to music.
There's no place like Om
for the holidays.
Om for the holidays. I like that one, too.
Yeah.
But it's really all about knowing that, I think that poll reflects maybe people's understanding or maybe this assumption that meditation means having to sit cross-legged in this really austere position and chant Om with your fingers kind of, you know, touching and stuff. That's really not what we're talking about meditation. Meditation really just means feeling something within yourself, feeling that sense of being. And that can happen in so many ways. You, of course, can sit and, you know, chant Om or do whatever you want. But there's moving meditations. You know, Tai Chi is one example of a moving meditation. Yoga is one example of moving meditation. Swimming, jogging, feeling that connection within and blocking out the external world for a little bit. That's what helps us create more balance and more harmony in our lives. And I can kind of go into really briefly into the science behind meditation and what it does to our brain when we breathe properly.
All right, let's do that in a moment. Great. Science, meditation, music, how important is it? There was a post at DougStephan.com, the Better Living Box, that was, again, sort of connected to this poll, and the connection is about music. When I meditate, I think that you get your mind out of it. The point is to get your mind out of whatever it's in, and music does it for me. But as silly as it seems, Jay, also making noises like I start thinking about that, and then you start thinking about your breath and how it's coming in and out of your nostrils and things like that. And that does often get you, if you can just let go, and it's easier said than done. I will be the first person to tell you that, because I've tried it and tried it and tried it, and it sometimes works in a limited fashion. My mind, the old playground of your mind. Remember that song? Clint Holmes, I think, did a song called Playground of Your Mind. And it just it does. I'm just, how do you shut it down?
Yeah, yeah. We call it the monkey mind sometimes. Yeah. The monkey mind wants to jump from one branch to the other and just never has time to be still.
Yeah, to be still.
One thing we have to remember, and we can maybe talk about this after the break, the mind is a muscle. Yeah. And like a muscle, the brain can be rewired, reconfigured, using the power of the breath to really create more harmony and balance and integration on many levels in our life.
800-510-8255 or email to Doug at DougStephan.com, or we can follow this sort of thing. I think we're connected to Jay's Facebook page, aren't we, Jennifer?
Mm-hmm.
One way or another in both directions. Also coming up later, science, spirituality, and the meaning of life, another post as we expose you to lots of interesting thoughts. The Better Living Box is prominently located at DougStephan.com. 13 past the hour on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
Hello everyone, this is Dr. Stockwell. Have you noticed how food is becoming more and more expensive and less available? Every day something essential to your family's health has gone up in price. How long before the coming hyperinflation moves food out of your budget? Well, there is a source of food that's actually going down in price while still maintaining high food quality. For just the asking, you can obtain 12 free servings of wholesome natural foods from one of the best food preservation companies I've run across yet. If there's a better one, I'll be on their doorstep tomorrow. 12 free servings of food that are free from trans fatty acids, MSG, artificial preservatives, and food colorings. Once you try these samples, you'll want more at only 88 cents a serving. Just go to jackstockwell.com and click on free food. For a small shipping and handling charge, you will receive 12 free servings of food. There is no obligation.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
16 past the hour. Doug Stephan's Good Day program with Dr. Jay Kumar. JayKumar.com is his website. Jennifer Horan, Rich has joined us. And an acknowledgement. Now, I'm going to make this a little bit personal because people who listen to the program know that Rich's dad passed away this week and that Richie's gone through the usual ups and downs of someone who loses a loved one. How could meditation help Rich now and or in the future as he deals with something like this loss, Jay?
Yeah, well, Rich, you know, if you're there, I'm sorry to hear about your loss, about your
dad.
Thank
you, Jay.
You know, loss is never easy. We talked about this in a couple of previous episodes as well.
Yeah.
You know, coping with loss is really challenging. and what meditation can do, and really what I'm going to really make more fundamental.
All right, Richie, this is what you do. Never mind what he's saying. Just go.
So we talked about this, processing the grief and really tapping into the pain of that loss is really important. But one thing that we can do to really help us, you know, cope is what I'm going to say, not just meditation, but just really do some deep breathing. And the power of the breath really is so undervalued in our society. I'm actually here at my parents' house. My dad, you know, who's a medical doctor, had this really great, you know, like phrase that we joked about when we were growing up. And my dad said, "I'm too busy to breathe." You know, I got no time to breathe. I'm so busy. And it's really, it goes to show that we are so disconnected from our breath in so many ways. And there's a physiology behind this. This might help, you know, with Rich as well in his condition. When we tap into a deeper breathing, when we do that deep belly breathing, and I know, Rich, you do Taekwondo or Tai Chi, I believe.
Yeah, Taekwondo.
Taekwondo. So you know that in Taekwondo and martial arts, they do a specific type of breathing where you connect to your lower belly.
Yes.
It's called a dantian, I believe, in Chinese. But anyway, but in martial arts and in yoga, we know that there's a power center. There's a power. There's a physiological point in the lower belly. And when you connect your breath to that point, which is about 2 inches below your navel, something really interesting begins to happen physiologically, neurologically into your body. Your body begins to start secreting serotonin and other neurotransmitters that help to alleviate stress, grief, and depression.
You know, just in driving around, sitting in the car and, you know, going from point A to point B, you start thinking about things, then you take that opportunity and just deep, and exactly like you're saying, in through the nose,
way down deep. And if you go to my website, drjaykumar.com, I actually have a 5-minute guided breathing video that you can easily follow.
It helps.
It helps. It really
absolutely
does.
Absolutely, it does.
It really does.
You know, it's funny because when I'm working with the kids in Taekwondo, and, you know, they'll get hurt. Or they'll, you know, something will happen and they'll start crying. And the first thing I tell them is for it to stop hurting.
Breathe.
And when you're crying, you can't breathe.
Yeah, because you're in stress mode.
You know,
you're like,
yeah, one of the things that if you think about exercise, this is why I like having Andrea. I should put Andrea Metcalf on more often with you, Jay.
Sure.
In terms of exercising, the sorts of things that we're talking about here. And breathing, which is so important if you're running, for example. I keep going back. Last night, Richie, you'd appreciate this. I was running across a field as it was getting dark, thinking about Andrea and her butt exercises. And that, I'm
sure
in another.
She sleeps better knowing that.
Yeah, well, I'm in a better zone, though. I mean, I think that kind of exercising, if you do it purely for its benefits, and I think not necessarily competing so much, but do it for its benefits to you.
Yeah. Rich, you get this, and I do a lot of sports and athletics and work as well. You get into something called the zone, where athletes who are, you know, swimmers, runners, they've experienced this sense of, wow, this sense of connectedness, sense of, like, inner sense of being, and that happens through the breath. It's really
absolutely
amazing what we can, the power of the breath, what it can do for us.
Power of the breath, power of the mind, all part of the focus here. Jay will be back a little bit later in the hour. 21 after on Good Day.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A+ rating with the Better Business Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor-make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Obituary, John Stewart died.
The?
Not
John Stewart.
The John Stewart.
No, this one was 87. He lived in Sherbourne.
All right. Pretty sure he's not hosting the Daily Show.
No, probably not. 24 after the hour, birthdays, and then the list of Emmy nominations here. We have started with Bob Casale, who is from the group Devo, and he's 59. Everybody remembers Whip It one way or another. Dale Robertson, who was Melvin Purvis in the original G-Man story about who went to get all the bad guys, Dillinger or Derringer, whoever it was. Was
Rick
the
Derringer, I believe.
Host of Death Valley Days after
Rick
Ronald
Derringer.
Reagan was.
Some rock star.
He starred in the Tales of Wells Fargo and has the coolest old Plymouth station wagon with big horns on the front of the car. Very cool. So happy birthday to him. Harry Dean Stanton, another character actor, born in the state 1926. You can name The Last Temptation of Christ. This guy's been in more movies, and you would absolutely recognize him.
Yeah.
Not for, he was in The Godfather, Cool Hand Luke, Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Anyway, well known. Actress Nancy Olsen did a lot of the Disney movies in the 50s, 60s, early 70s, born in the state 1928. Polly Bergen, actress and panelist on You Tell the Truth a long time ago. Best known maybe for The Winds of War and then many, many movies. Born in the state 1930. Today's Rosie Greer's birthday, Richie.
Yeah.
Born in the state 1932.
I'll make him a crochet him some, you know, a blanket or something.
Right, there you go. All right, let's see. Who have we got here next? Looks like Ellen Reed, the keyboardist for the Crash Test Dummies, 45 today.
Okay.
This is We ought to have this around. I kind of like this. Use them from time to time. Missy Gold, Katie, on Benson, 41 today.
What was this show a spinoff from?
Spencer and Tommy Spencer and stuff. Junkyard, wasn't it?
Nope.
Benson theme?
Soap.
Oh. Huh?
Junkyard.
Soap. That's right, too. Yeah.
He was the butler.
You
in
mean
soap.
Stanford and Son?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Thank you, Jennifer, for translating that for me.
TV show Junkyard, very famous.
The Junkyard Dog. Nick McCabe, guitarist with The Verb, 40 today. Happy birthday. Let's see here, to Jamie Johnson, whose song In Color, I never heard of in my life. 36 today.
Oh, he's a big country singer. Kind of a new era country
Taboo,
singer.
A rapper with Black Eyed Peas, 36 today.
We had Taboo on the show within the last year. Remember, he was very cool.
Yeah, it's all right. All right, Emmy nominations. Mad Men is leading the series, 19 Emmy nominations for Mad Men. This is a show, from the 1960s. Didn't it do well last year, it seems to me?
Oh, it's done well every year, yeah.
In terms of Emmy nominations. Mm-hmm.
John Hamm nominated for Best Actor.
Just smoking and all that stuff. Is,
Hey, man.
But it's about that time period, and that's what people did.
I understand that.
Martini lunches and cigarettes. Come on.
Yeah. Is that what...
That's it.
All right, do you want to know who's up for the
make it fast.
Right.
Let's go.
Boardwalk Empire, Dexter, Friday Night Lights, Game of Thrones, Good Wife, Mad Men, Outstanding Comedy, Big Bang Theory, Glee, Modern Family, The Office, Parks and Rec, 30 Rock. Want to know about actresses and actors?
Hurry up.
All right. Yes. Actresses, Kathy Bates from Harry's Law, Connie
that's
Britton, Friday Night Lights.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Mariska Hargitay. Juliana Margulies. Elizabeth Moss, Mad Men.
Mm-hmm. Ah. Why are you laughing?
She's funny.
Jennifer's funny. That's why
she's got all the information.
Why do you think she's here?
Yeah.
Huh? I mean,
don't know about actors. I can read them fast.
No.
Steve Buscemi, Kyle Chandler, Michael C. Hall, John Hamm, Hugh Laurie, and Timothy somebody.
The wand chooses the wizard. If there's one phrase I'll remember from the Harry Potter movies, that's it. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. The last Harry Potter movie premieres tonight, and by now most of us muggles, or non-magical folk, recognize many of the words the books have added to our lexicon. There's Parseltongue, the language of snakes, and Dementors, those dark shrouds that suck the positive out of you, killing your soul. I bet some of us know someone like that in real life. And who can forget the Howler, that angry letter from a parent that screams at you when you open it? The Harry Potter stories have taken fans places we would love to go in real life. The Great Hall at Hogwarts, where floating candles illuminate an indoor nighttime sky, and astride a flying beast over the school's silvery lake at twilight. Wouldn't it be nice to own your own invisibility cloak and eavesdrop when you need to? Of course, some of the ideas in Harry Potter are not new to fiction. Long ago, Odysseus lashed himself to a ship so he could hear Mirmish, the language of mermaids. And Medusa must have inspired J.K. Rowling to create the basilisk, that yellow-eyed serpent whose stare ends life immediately. Maybe one day we'll discover that there really is something like gillyweed, the food that allows humans to breathe underwater. Until then, I'll add that to my wish list of items I've seen in other great sagas. I also want a lightsaber like the ones in Star Wars and a Star Trek transporter. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Here are our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to GEICO last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com. We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua. Purify your life today.
Positive, moving things on the up and up. We're talking about meditation and music. Dr. Jay Kumar, from his perspective, he's with us every week at this time. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Able to use a little meditation. We all are, depending on what circumstances. I could use a little of this to get my mind off of how business is or isn't. however you look at it. Jennifer Horn is here. I've heard people say that those who meditate have weak minds. Mm. Ever heard that from
really?
People? Yeah. Uri told me that. Have we put Jay on with Uri yet? I don't know that we have. Have we?
I don't think we have.
I didn't put you on with Uri. We ought to do that at some time. Anyway, why are you laughing?
What you want to connect? I should put Andre on with Jay more. I should put Uri on with Jay.
Besties.
I think that's how you get stuff going and connect people. I'm all about that's my whole life really is connecting people. You know that, Richie. I am here to help, and I like putting people together. Sometimes some of my friends forget that I've helped him, and I have to remind him.
Right.
Howard comes to mind. That's a little inside between Jennifer and Richie and me. Anyway, so getting yourself out of where you are, which is the most important part of this discussion. We're talking about ways to meditate, and I said, there's a running thing. There's music with me. One of the reasons I say this because I love Rich. I'm going to his father's service tomorrow, and among the two things I'm looking forward most are the doo-wop music and the food. I'm figuring there's going to be, I can really zone out, honest and true. I can zone out.
Yeah,
in
we've
a
been
car.
To breakfast with you.
Thank you, and lunch and dinner. Well, Jennifer zones out whenever she, her father and I get together because we go off on these tangents and she's...
I listen every once in a while. I check back in to make sure I don't drool.
Yeah.
So, but this is what I think people miss about this, Jay, is that you can do it in any... It's like one size doesn't fit all. It's the size of the shape. And I can drive down the highway. If I can find some... And I've done this when I go coast to coast with Charlotte back and forth in the fall and the spring. I find these CDs with this doo-wop music on it. And I put them on, and it's like being on the phone on the highway. I don't remember anything about where I've been.
Right.
I don't remember the road. I have absolutely gone out.
Time just passes.
Just goes.
Yeah. Well, your mind calms down. We talked about this thing called the monkey mind, and the monkey would just nonstop chattering that goes on in our brain. And one fallacy, which I want to maybe dispel about meditation, you know, I don't really think meditation is about weakening or dulling or putting the mind to sleep. It's the exact opposite. It's about strengthening the power of the mind. It's about awakening the mind. It's almost like what I'm going to say, what meditation does for me, and this is maybe one example, and again, as you said, one size doesn't fit all, so what works for me doesn't really work for everyone else, but fundamentally what meditation does for me every morning, it helps me distinguish the signal from the noise. If I can put it, you know, proverbially like
that. I do a little better than that. What does it mean, signal versus noise? Because it's all sound.
It's all sound. This is the perfect analogy. The radio. We probably don't, you know, the old-fashioned radio, we had to turn the dial to get the station.
Yeah.
Think about all the static that, you know, is around. If the station isn't, if the dial isn't finely tuned precisely at the station point, you get all the static and all the noise. You know, so that's actually the noise we're talking about, all the nonstop chatter, all the nonstop nonsense that keeps going through our mind that makes us and prevents us from really trying to get truly to the real message, the real signal. And that deeper signal is the power and the strength of who you are.
All right, so how do we use this, Jay, to keep from playing? One of the things that people get stuck in is playing the blame game. And it's this person's fault or that person's responsibility or this, that, or the other thing, when in fact, it's always on you. Everything you need to understand is always on you. How you take what people say to you, how you say things to other people, what you think, how you obsess, all of that stuff is on you.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, we need to hold ourselves accountable for our own actions, our own thoughts.
But how do we do that? Because many people don't. It's always the blame game. Oh, it's his fault. It's her fault. They did it to me. I'm a victim. You know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a really great question. We can probably talk a lot about that maybe in a future show in more detail. But what I'll quickly maybe say is that when we begin to experience more compassion towards others and we begin to express more compassion towards ourselves, we then have the ability to hold ourselves, you know, more accountable and really say, you know what, yeah, I maybe did something wrong, but I'm not a bad person for this, and no one else is to blame but myself. But even though I did this, I'm not an evil or bad person.
Wow.
It's the power of the
thought. Tell that to Casey Anthony.
Yeah, that's a good question. Actually, I just posted on my blog and the Facebook page, neuroscience, compassion, and Casey Anthony, what they all have in common. So,
all right. Now, do we get to hear that, or are you?
Yeah, we do actually. So the teaser is like, what do neuroscience, compassion, and Casey Anthony have in common? And it's this thing called mirror neurons. And I've kind of alluded to this like in previous shows. So maybe I just kind of just spell it out what these things are that we have in our brain and how it ties into compassion and kind of ties into your question about really, you know, seeing ourselves as the people of control in our own lives. Mirror neurons are the cells that we found in the brain, neuroscientists found in the brain about a couple of decades ago. And what it is specifically is that if you see someone in pain or someone suffering or someone joyous and happy, the same neurons that fire in that person's brain fire in your brain as well. So here's a really crude but effective example. And us guys will get this. If you ever see another guy being hit in the groin, you physically...
What if you've ever hit a guy in the groin?
Or if you ever hit a guy in the groin, exactly. Jennifer, seriously, yeah, there you go. But, I mean, guys, this is a really crude but a very effective example. If you see another guy being hit in the groin, right away, what do? You automatically, like, cringe. You're like, oh, God. But it happens conversely as well. Well, like, you know,
it's so true, isn't it?
Another gender-biased example. If you're a woman and you are watching a romantic movie and a really great love scene comes on, you feel the same neurons that are firing in the same neurons fire in your brain as if the same as if you're experiencing the act of, you know, romance and love yourself, the joy and the happiness. So here's the thing, how it fits into Casey Anthony. Neuroscientists now believe that there's that some people, most humans have very healthy developed mirror neurons, and these mirror neurons account now for why humans are compassionate, why we have empathy, why we can, you know, really feel, you know, when Richie said, my dad just died, all of us, like, right away felt that pain. We are empathically bonded through these mirror neurons to everyone else. However, there are some people, we believe, that may have dysfunctional mirror neurons, you know, and autism, who are autistic, schizophrenics, murderers, sociopaths, are believed to have lesser developed functioning mirror neurons. And so with Casey Anthony, why we're so intrigued and fascinated and fixated, I think, with her situation is because she never felt any remorse or compunction or grief over the death of her daughter. And that kind of surprised us. And so we need to understand that the situation with Casey Anthony, and I can't say this with definitive proof, but my belief is that I'm not condoning her actions, but kind of explaining that she may have had, she may lack functioning mirror neurons that prevent her from experiencing compassion, empathy, remorse.
Jay, can you turn these neurons off? I mean, is it possible that
people have them,
but you can't?
It's like turning off the nerve endings in your brain that want you to, that, you know, stop you from.
But let me tell you why I asked that. When I see a story now in the news about something happening to a kid, a child, the feeling inside me now that I have kids is so much different than the feeling that I had before I had kids. I couldn't really get it as much then as I do now. And now when I see somebody's lost a child, I'm like, oh, and it just deep down, man, you feel it.
So here's the great thing, and this is why I really feel that this ties into meditation as well. We have this, neuroscience now understands that we can rewire our brain. Our brains are not fixed but malleable. They can change, and we can rewire and strengthen and really cultivate these mirror neurons. And when we do that, something really interesting begins to happen. We become more compassionate. We become better people. We become more loving and forgiving and tolerant to those around us in the world. We see everyone else as fellow human beings doing their own thing. We don't see other humans as, you know, the enemy or as us versus them, this attitude. But we all see ourselves as just these human beings having this common experience together on this planet. And so rather than shutting down these mirror neurons, which are really hard to do, it's more about accepting that we as humans are wired to experience compassion and empathy and love and tolerance and forgiveness and cultivate that in our lives. And when that begins to happen, we begin to have a society and a life and a world that is free of hatred, violence, pain, war, and all of that.
All right, food for thought. Good stuff. Very important. Dr. Jay Kumar is here with us on the Good Day program, 16 before the hour.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salonpas Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salonpas has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salonpas by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salonpas button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salonpas. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salonpas. Please use as directed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
All right, send that thought along. Member, equal housing lender, is that what the thought is there? How about the...
That's it.
But what do we do? Some people are trying to take this methodology that you're laying on us, Jay, and use it for some sort of practical purpose. Like, I want to sell my house. How do I visualize that? How do I meditate on it? How do
I kick someone in the groin. That's what Jay said. No.
I got the cup on. So, but you know, the practical side of this stuff.
The practical side is the following. When we meditate, when we just kind of connect to our breath, we kind of learn to flow with the change. We kind of learn to flow with whatever life gives us. We don't respond from a place of victimization. We don't respond from this place that the world's out to get me. We don't respond from this place that the world is, like, harmful. But really we begin to see that I'm part of this world. I have the power to really control my life, my destiny, my surroundings, and really have an impact to really benefit the greater whole of my world. And so, you know, the example you said, you know, can meditation help me sell my house? I don't know. But what it can do is it can help you feel more enthusiastic and be more empowered to, like, you know, get the house sold, get it there, and to really, you know, respond from this place of no matter what happens, it's all going to be good.
And something really like that, you were mentioning how we are all connected in some way. And isn't that why real estate agents will boil cinnamon
the
sticks
MLM.
Or they'll put an apple pie or something in the oven because they're trying to focus on the connection?
Right.
Of
you know, chocolate chip cookies, you know, we did the same. When I sold my house in San Francisco a couple of months ago, we actually had special scented oils and things put in there because certain smells and certain music actually stimulate the deeper part of our brain, which is called like the emotional center. And from that place, we feel, oh yeah, this smell reminds me of grandma's, you know, homemade, you know, chocolate chip cookies. And so there's a sense of comfort, a sense of joy. Same thing happens with music.
Wait a minute. I just got to figure it out. If I ever want to sell the farm, I just make sure the cows are here so the smell of manure makes whoever it is that wants to buy the place. Yeah, right, exactly. Here's a real farm.
There you go.
Perfect.
The power of smell,
yes,
and the power of hearing are the two most primal senses that are stronger than sight and touch.
Yeah.
In fact, actually, smell is the strongest of all the most primal of all the senses is smell.
Richie,
what
you smell?
like a farm.
I don't smell like you smell, that's for sure.
Is that so? Pardon me.
I'm not the one standing on top of the pile of manure.
JQMAR.com is the place to go, K-U-M-A-R, for more knowledge, as we have discussed here on Good Day at 51 past the hour.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
From the debt ceiling debate to this week's searing heat wave, it's hard to find something to feel good about. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. We just mentioned two of the many things you would not classify as good news. You throw in the recent Casey Anthony trial, our overall economic situation, and anything else that might be bothering you. And, well, it would be nice if there was something that could cheer us up. We looked around, and we found two things for you. One is the U.S. women's soccer team heading to the World Cup final. More about their wonderful ride in a bit. We also have someone who truly defines the words American hero. Earlier this week, President Obama awarded U.S. Army Sergeant First Class Leroy Petrie with the Medal of Honor for his brave and life-saving efforts in Afghanistan. The president recounted the story of how Sergeant Petrie lunged toward a live grenade and attempted to throw it back to save his fellow soldiers during a firefight.
When he picked up that grenade and threw it back, just as it exploded, with that selfless act, Leroy saved his two Ranger brothers.
Petrie lost his hand in that blast. The New Mexico native is only the second living active duty service member to receive the Medal of Honor for actions in Afghanistan or Iraq. Yesterday, another well-deserved honor for Sergeant Petrie, who was inducted into the Pentagon's Hall of Heroes. At that induction ceremony, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta spoke of Sergeant Petrie's selfless actions.
Your skill as a soldier, your courage, and your sense of purpose fill our hearts with pride.
As we said, if you're looking for something that can take your mind off the more disheartening news of the day, the story of what Sergeant Leroy Petrie did and the well-deserved recognition that has followed is something we can all feel good about. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Andrew Kilzans presents The Household and Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and sinks inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Walmart near you.
On Wall Street, a bit of a bounce back day for the stock market. The Dow up 45 points, closing at 12,492. S&P and NASDAQ with small gains. Oil prices up 62 cents a barrel to just over $98. President Obama says enough's enough. The president reportedly walked out of a federal budget meeting with Republicans yesterday following a heated exchange with House Majority Leader Eric Cantor. The president reportedly told Cantor not to call his bluff, referring to the ongoing negotiations to raise the debt ceiling. Another round of talks is set for today. The latest research into whether cell phone use can be linked to a specific type of non-cancerous brain tumor finds no link. A study of Danish adults concludes those who used a cell phone for 11 to 15 years weren't more likely than non-users to develop a tumor called an acoustic neuroma. All right, what time is it? Hey, it's getting late. We gotta wake them up. From REM to wake up the crew aboard the space shuttle Atlantis, which has a busy day ahead. The crew is moving the equivalent of almost 5 tons of fresh supplies aboard the International Space Station. Even in a zero-gravity environment, it's still a lot of work. This, of course, the final mission of the space shuttle program. And finally, put your hand to your forehead. Do you feel warm at all? If so, you might have come down with a case of U.S. women's soccer team fever. Team USA headed back to the World Cup final for the first time since 99. You remember 99? We won it all. Brandi Chastain ripped off her jersey in celebration. Well, after that incredible come-from-behind win over Brazil the other day, the U.S. women's team faced France in the semifinal yesterday, played in Germany. Team USA got off to a slow start in this one, with many fans here in the States watching and getting nervous.
Every time you think, oh boy, here we go, we're not really getting it together, bam. 2 goals in 5 minutes in this case. We had the late one against Brazil. They're just awesome.
They are awesome. A 3-1 win over France, and the U.S. now goes up against Japan in the final on Sunday in Frankfurt, Germany. And you know what's really great about this Women's World Cup? We haven't heard this noise at all. Yes, you remember the Men's World Cup last summer in South Africa? The Vuvuzelas. Doesn't this bring back memories? Sounded like a swarm of locusts. Signed, David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo.